exciting audio and to lead us through this audio minefield. Here's the great Gordo.
Hey, thank you, P1s. Thank you, America. Okay. We had a historic retirement this week. Last night was Mike Snyder's final broadcast for Channel 5 News.
Are you sure? He's not going to be back today at 5?
That's always a question, but yeah, I think that this is it for Mike Snyder. And did anybody watch it?
I meant to. We've been talking about it this week, and I forgot to watch it.
I didn't watch it either. Of course, I'm contractually bound not to watch it. But Mike signed off, and on the KXAS website, they have like this 5-minute tribute to Mike Snyder, video tribute. There's no way they played that on the air last night, right? It was 5 minutes long.
I bet they might have.
5 minutes?
What else do they have to do on that newscast?
And it was, and it's so... You would think this guy was Cronkite. All right, here's a little bit of this. Pull this up.
As much as we talk about Mike, he has been around a long time.
Yes, longevity. That is a long, long time.
And the
shots
of
success if you're able to accomplish
and
that.
And the shots of him back in his reporting days, he was a pretty darn good reporter.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good little reporter there. All right, here's some of their video tribute.
Five, Delta Flight 191 with 163 people on board crashes at DFW Airport. Mike Snyder was in his own car on his own time when he heard the news and rushed to the scene.
And why did an air traffic controller order the big jet to slow down just before a storm instead of ordering the big jet to take another lap around the airport?
For hours, Mike remained at the crash site, bringing NBC5 viewers the latest, most accurate information about the worst crash ever at DFW Airport. That day sums up the man I have called friend and co-worker for 30 years.
And meanwhile, they're showing footage of Mike playing piano at a bar.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us.
Running in slow motion.
And we begin tonight by welcoming my new co-anchor, Mike Snyder, to the 6 and 10 o'clock news. First, the facts.
And that was the footage of their first broadcast together, and Jane's so cute.
Oh, she was great back then. Great back then. What year was that?
85?
When they started together?
Was it
85?
I think so, yeah.
We'll show you the facts of a small anti-terrorist strike force.
The last to leave.
Many of the people that are standing in line here,
this is the real front line of the airfare war. Granted ticket reservations.
Whether it was a plane crash.
1141 went down in this field.
Meanwhile, that footage was him walking towards the camera in the middle of this field with his jacket slung over his shoulder, holding it with the index finger, you know.
How anchor man is that?
Little coat hook, index finger.
Came rushing the Gulf Coast.
This is the real and lasting damage of a hurricane on Galveston Island.
He's standing in the hurricane.
In Los Angeles.
Please, we can get along here.
Mike was there.
I could train an ape to make 3 Ds and 2 Fs if he took the right electives in the Texas school system.
Working to bring...
That was Ross Perot, Ross Perot Sr.
Your father's choice.
Great choice.
And so much more.
When we die, we'll all go to heaven because we've been to the Middle East.
You've seen his work for years, but what you have...
So this goes on and on, and maybe they did run it last night. I don't know. But nothing they could have done last night would have topped his original goodbye. Back about, 2-3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was a year ago.
Was it a year ago?
It was last summer.
When he moved off the 10 o'clock newscast, and for some reason they said, Mike, we'll give you 2 minutes to basically pretend like you're dying on the air. And that's when we got the uncomfortable moment of Jane and Mike professing their love for one another. And I listened to this in break again. This is so awkward. I'm going to play it in here, Jared, without our screaming all over it, okay?
This is my last regular appearance here on NBC 5 News at 10. I'm not leaving, but as I approach my 30th anniversary here, I have reached a new agreement with NBC to continue anchoring the 5 and 6 o'clock newscasts Monday through Friday evenings right here. This will be the 20th year of my partnership with Jane, a record for co-anchor sharing the news desk here in North Texas, and I have enjoyed every minute by your side. As you know, I have had a long-running involvement in philanthropy here in North Texas, and this new agreement will allow me more time to continue doing those things that make a difference in our community. This new schedule will also allow me to explore some other interests while allowing me to continue helping NBC5 provide the best and most comprehensive news coverage in North Texas. But most importantly, though, this new schedule will allow me the privilege of doing something very important. I will, for the very first time in my television career, be able to have dinner with my family. I will be able to attend my daughter's soccer games,
Stop rolling your eyes,
George. And for the very first time, I'll be able to join Indian princesses. And with girls 7 and 9 years old, you know how important those things can be. I have been privileged to work here at NBC5 for the past 29 years and honored to share this anchor desk with Jane for the past 19 of those years. But I reserve the highest honor for you, allowing me into your home at 10 o'clock every night and trusting NBC5 to bring the important news of the day to you. I look forward to seeing you at 5 and 6 o'clock every day, and I thank you so very much for this privilege of serving you.
I speak for all of us here on the night side, Mike. Huh? For me, you've been a great friend. It has been a privilege to work with you. You are truly a great newsman with enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you. It's been a great run.
Thank you so much, and again, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Hey, back tomorrow.
It's so awkward. The long shot at the end of this is them at the anchor desk holding hands.
They told each other they loved each other. Falling, and then,
yeah, and then
we'll see you right back here tomorrow night.
Right,
we'll be
back
right
here
together again.
Yeah.
Great newsman.
We're not going to miss a beat.
No. Enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but yeah, your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you. It's been a great run.
Thank you so much, and again, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Unbelievable. Do you know what makes the I love you, Jane, so good? Is that he laughs and then breaks the laugh and gets serious all of a sudden.
I love you, Jane.
Like, he couldn't withhold saying it any longer. He's been holding that in for 20 years.
All right, so many of you know I've been serving this community and will even serve it even more.
How self-serving was that?
Okay, so that's Mike Snyder. So long, Mike Snyder. Stay hard. Hopefully.
Are you sure this is it for him at Channel 5?
Yes, this will be it for him at Channel 5. Absolutely.
Adios, he's not going to sit in for Newey on Sunday night or something?
No. All
right. He's not going to get an offer from another TV station to do the 10 o'clock and then suddenly being with his kids and having dinner doesn't matter again.
You know how that works. Then all of a sudden you spend it, I need to work for my kids.
Right.
That's the way it works. All right, we also had some awkward audio that was heard throughout the Metroplex this week as Norm had on a hot dog eating expert. Remember, and he was all excited about this.
He was so
pumped. He just kept telling us about it and bending our ear every break. We had to listen to him talk about this thing. Well, I didn't hear the actual segment, but a lot of P1s emailed me and said there is such double entendre gold in this hot dog eating segment. So this is not only does it have a few funny moments of when this guy's,
now go ahead and shove it in my mouth. Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can swallow.
Not only do you have a little bit of that, just how gross it is hearing Norm feed.
Yeah. This is radio, I understand. But I want to finish this
morning
by asking you something. I've got a big cup of water in front of me. And I've got two hot dogs, because I understand you eat two at once. Is that correct?
That's correct. You're on it.
All right, I've got two hot dogs, and I've got a big mug of water. Okay, now you walk me through this. I put a hot dog in each hand, and by the way, I understand that I'm eating on the air here. And so Mike Saroy, my producer, who called you and put you on the air, he's going to have to pick up here and either describe what's happening or...
Yeah, but I don't want to look at you while we do
this. All right, so that's the voice you're going to hear, Joey. Okay, so what do I do with these two hot dogs if I'm trying to make...
What I would do is I'd put both of the hot dog meats in one hand.
Right, both of them in one hand.
You separate the dog and the bun, though, right?
Yeah, you're separating the dog and the bun.
Okay, separate the dog and the bun. Okay, I put the two dogs in one hand.
All right, and then start feeding the meat then with your left hand. And then while you're doing that, you're going to dunk the bun at the same time.
Okay, let me...
And then, As soon as you get the meat, as soon as you can get them in there, where they're holding in your mouth without using your hand, slam the bun against your face. Just put it down.
Okay, so I eat the two dogs first, and then I jam the bun into my mouth. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, use the bun like a sip of water. They'll swallow it.
Okay. Okay, Mike, here we go.
Go
you ready?
For it, Norm.
Okay.
Here we
okay,
go.
Okay, you and Joey. Joey,
double
I need
dog
to get
the in
go.
Left hand.
Okay.
Bun dip in the right,
I better
Joey.
Put the two buns here. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
It's going to be awful.
3, 2, 1.
We are videotaping this.
Put it in your mouth.
That is what you said.
Follow it.
Okay, he's grinding hard. You, as you probably can hear.
Joey, how do you do this?
Oh, the humanity.
It's a lot easier when there's somebody next to you making me do it, but just put it down.
Is the meat? I think he's got the meat gone. He's working bun now.
No.
He's smiling. His mother.
Dunk the other bun, nice and wet.
Dunk. There's mustard everywhere.
The bun's wet.
He used mustard. Is that cheating? That's his extra calories, huh?
I don't have time for it, but if he can do it, do it.
Okay, he's chewing. Right. It's terrible. While he's eating, hey, is Kobayashi ducking you?
I don't know what he's doing. The guy's a.
He's scared to show up, right?
I don't know. I think he's playing head games. I think he'll end up showing up last minute.
Oh, but, really?
I'll be ready.
Jaws on him.
All right.
All right, Norm. Mouthful. Are they in?
Mm-hmm. Done yet?
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been?
Mm-hmm.
I think
Joey, you have no worries about me competing with you. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, I can't listen to any more of this.
Boy, that was great when Norm was
being
commanded.
We've got to isolate that.
Oh, yeah.
He's being commanded by another man.
Yeah.
Shove it in your mouth.
Just shove it in your mouth.
And, oh, I don't know if I can. Oh, it's too much.
Joey, you
I'm not going to be able to swallow.
I'm sure Grooves has already worked on that one for a while.
Oh, and why? It still cracks me up that Norm is always cursed with the sabotaging producer. Norm always has producers that hate him and make comments about him on the air.